On one hand, you know, the people involved at the early times in 87, 88, and the Kai Hansen and the Kiske and me and the Marcus, you know, we could have expected that, right? And we have wanted to, but then, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And then we were actually, we were surprised. We were surprised. And we were also proud. Proud of the fans, proud of ourselves, and that was something you cannot naturally reckon with. I mean, it's so long ago. It's so long ago, and then you don't know how many people have the time or the interest to come see that Pumpkins United show, and that, you know. And another thing which is quite impressive is, you know, we played Mexico City in that arena hall there that takes 10,000 people, and I don't know what we had like 8,000, 9,000 the first time. Second time we had 8,000, you know, within a year. Yeah. And at the same time there was Guns N' Roses playing in Monterey and someone else I forgot. So that was kind of important. I mean, lots of fans from Mexico City may have gotten to Monterey to see that other big show, right? And still, yeah, we were there with like 8,000 fans. You know?
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and that venue itself, I mean, if you take a look at it, I mean, I don't have the full name now, but I think it's called Arena Alterna or something like that. And if you have a look at what it looks like inside, it's huge. It's like a spaceship, you know. I've never seen anything like that before. And you can compare it to several other venues, you know, that are state of the art and out of reality, you know.